Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Peter Scarsello, General Manager for Hunt Buffalo Niagara, sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. Hunt Real Estate is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants. Ask also about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no risk or cost to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized, knock-your-socks-off service. Check out our low-rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply, and details are on our website, www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first-ever 24/7, 365 days a year real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. Simply dial 716-631-4800, enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, you'll hear a brief description, and then you will be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast, anytime in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it is ours or any other broker's. With the summer market real estate market upon us, there's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. At Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will only pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about it. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, and Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who would like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or *930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a very special show for you today. My guest is Peter Ahrens, who is the Business Development Manager for Hunt in Buffalo, Niagara. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Peter.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well. What a fabulous day.
How was your ride-in from the South Towns?
It was tremendous. It was not too many people on the road at this hour, so it was smooth.
Okay, so we're going to bounce around a little bit today and talk about a few different topics. I want to look at some things that are going on nationally, and then we'll boil it down to the local market. So let's start with there was a Wall Street Journal report that came out in early May from the Commerce Department, and it looked at retail sales sectors and shifts in spending over a three-month period. And I think what it showed is, believe it or not, the big gainer was in gasoline stations. And then the bottom rung was department stores and the fall off there with closures and whatnot. But the gasoline station thing, I think, is pretty interesting because, you know, now, I mean, I was getting gas last week and pumped my gas and I'm watching CNN at the same time. I think that's pretty cool. And then you can go in and eat a ham sandwich and rub off your lottery ticket.
Yeah.
So it's... So I understand the increase in traffic there, and then the department store thing is a totally different thing, and there's been a lot about that in the news lately with closures. JCPenney's is closing stores, Macy's, Michael Kors specialty shop, they're now closing stores, Payless. And then there was a report by Credit Suisse that said that 25% of the malls will be closing over the next over the next 5 years. Are you a mall guy by any chance?
I am. I'm a mall guy, and I still pay my mortgage at the teller window. So I there's certain things I refuse to give up, but I do a little shopping on the internet. How about you?
Well, I understand. You know, it's I had to buy a small refrigerator for our rec room, and I needed a fridge, and I really had to see it in person because I've got to fit it in a tight spot, and I had to find out which way the door would open. I mean, I needed like 19 inches, and you know, if this thing opened another inch, it wasn't going to fit. So I went to a large retailer, and I mean, I walked in. They've got to have 50,000 square feet. It was over at the Galleria. And first of all, you walk in, and there's hardly anybody in there. And then you're looking for a sales clerk, and there's nobody to be found. So finally, I get a clerk to come over, and I showed him what I pulled it up on my phone. This is what I'm looking for, and he takes me over to the space, you know, where it's supposed to be, again, 50,000 square feet, and there's nothing in stock. So he said, well, I guess you're going to have to order it online. So I guess I understand the part about, you know, these big box stores closing because they're just not getting the foot traffic anymore. But the Credit Suisse report was kind of interesting. They said that 25% of these malls are going to close over the next 5 years. And in 1970, there were 300 malls. And right now, there's 1,231. And what they're saying is online sales are going to go from a current percentage of all sales of 17% to 35% by 2030. So that's pretty remarkable in itself. So I guess the big issue is how are they going to repurpose all this space? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a real challenge. And I think certainly with our aging population and demographic changes, they're going to have to look at more creative ways to reuse these spaces. I think Gates is a perfect example where they took down the old hospital, and now they're coming up with the that facility with shopping and for the the more mature crowd, and I think they're going to have to look at more of that most certainly.
Yeah, that's a Canterbury Woods site.
Yes,
yeah, it's kind of interesting. You can watch that being built online in real time. They've got a camera sitting there, and you can watch how that thing's going up. It's pretty remarkable. But the other thing was they're saying that 8,600 stores are going to close this year. And in 2008, in the first year of the recession, we had 6,200 stores that closed. So we've got more closing now when the economy seems to be going in the right direction. And then to defy all logic, the company that built the Mall of America in Minnesota, mm-hmm. They're looking at, there's a proposed mall in Miami that's going to be 30% larger than the Mall of America, and it's going to be 6 million square feet. So it kind of defies everything that's going on in the marketplace. And they're going to have ice skating and ski slopes, an aquarium. And I guess I would understand snow in Florida. I think that would probably be a novelty and a big attraction. So that's some of the things going on in the retail level. And then we see it here, you know, Payless. Here's a bunch of stores in the Buffalo marketplace that are going to close. And I think the retailers are pretty antsy right now.
I believe so, and I think that the biggest difference between 2007, 2008, and today is while the consumer stopped spending in 2007, 2008, it's really a flight to the internet, mm-hmm. and so where Target has the bricks and mortar, they're still getting share of market, but it's just the complexion of the share of market's changing.
The other sector that we looked at yesterday was building and garden supplies. And, I mean, it doesn't give us a true indication of, I mean, that number is up, but it doesn't tell us who's doing the buying. Are people staying in their homes and making improvements and fixing up, or are these new buyers that have purchased and they're buying furnishings and gardening and improvements and all that. So we can't get a real handle on that. But that number that over that 3-month period has gone up.
Bloomberg, so. I heard a report on Bloomberg last week, and when they were reporting Home Depot same store sales, and they had a tremendous first quarter. And how Bloomberg spun it was that there were people staying in their homes, the boomers who aren't moving out of their homes, they're staying, and that is causing a bit of a backlog now in what we're going to talk about in a little bit relative to the supply of the homes on the market. But how Bloomberg spun it was people are staying in their homes longer, and they're committing to purchasing new furniture, painting the walls, sprucing up the home. And I think you're a great example of it with your basement and your rec room.
It's funny. It's funny you mentioned that. We before we get into that, though, I just want to touch on one other thing nationally, and that's the mortgage raising the standard deduction and the impact that it would have on home ownership or home values in New York State. If people were to lose the mortgage and tax the tax reduction, so we would feel the impact of that. And you know, with the National Association of Realtors, they're out in full force on this, and we've got a million member association, so they're really pushing hard to make sure that doesn't go away. And we'd be affected more than most places, because we've got our high property tax situation here that really has robbed us of our equity already. It's less money that people have to spend on principal and interest, and it goes to more property tax. But on the national market, the April home sales, the number of sales were down 2.3%. Year over year, and the major reason for that is due to a lack of inventory. And you mentioned the baby boomers, of which myself and my wife are baby boomers, and we live in an area of the Amherst Williamsville that's really pretty popular. It's right around the corner from Millard Suburban, and we've got a Wegmans down at the end of the street. And I can't believe where the property values have gone in that neighborhood, just in the past year. It's in great demand. It's a beautiful area. We walk to Wegmans, and just on Wegmans. I mean, have you been to Wegmans lately?
Oh, love Wegmans.
And when you walk in there, all the guys are standing in the aisles, not knowing what they're doing. And then they pull out their phone and they call their wife or girlfriend to find out where they got to find something. It's
that's my social hour. I go to Wegmans to say I socialize and shop.
Well, he had said, I'm going to propose to Deb that maybe we start shopping at NoCo if they can get some good bread there, because I think it might be a little cheaper. But anyway, so we kind of fit that baby boomer that's, we're entrenched in our house. It's we just, put money into windows and the kitchen, the basement, painted it, new wiring. And so we're not, usually when people take on those initiatives, they get it just the way they want it, and then they decide to sell. But we're in it for the long haul, and it's only because we love the area. And when you look at that's the other side. Our people in it, they talk about right-sizing people in their homes, and we got a pretty good size house, and it's more than enough for two people. But when people look to downsize, they're typically looking at patio homes. So they figure, well, I can sell my house for X number of dollars, and then I'm going to go into a smaller house, and it's going to be cheaper. Well, that's not the case, because patio homes are now fast approaching $400,000 and $500,000. So you might be able to sell your house for $250,000, $300,000, thinking that you can get into a cheaper lifestyle, and you might be able to from a maintenance standpoint, maybe a property tax standpoint. But the cost of going into that new home is I think people are it's more sticker shock.
Oh, no question. It's the paradigm from 15, 20 years ago, where the patio home was the next logical step for the mature individual. They're high end now. They're beautiful. They've done a great job with them. But certainly, for the traditional demographic, unless you're selling a $500,000 home, you're really upsizing, not really downsizing.
Well, it's not, people are, there's not only are they staying in their houses longer, their end of life type things are taking place in their homes now as they have people come in to take care of them. So, so that's one segment of it. The second thing would be the refi market, where people refinanced when rates got low, and they kind of bumped out a lot of their equity. So, as far as being able to sell and buy something, it becomes more difficult because you don't have a lot of equity in your home from the refi. The third thing is, where am I going to go if I sell my house? You know, you get these young families, and as they start having more kids, they've got to get into more and bigger and better housing. And what's happened is they can't find what they want out there, and because of a shortage of inventory. Not only that, then they've got a house to sell. So now it's like they're really hamstrung because it's a double whammy. They can't find what they want, and yet they've got a house to sell. So they're really disadvantaged in the marketplace because this time of year, it's virtually impossible to buy a house contingent on the sale of your home.
Yeah. Well, in my, you know, certainly speaking to my case in point, a couple who purchased my home recently had lost out on 7 homes, you know, had gone in contingent, and they came into my home and came in with a very strong offer. We had the first weekend, we had 10 showings, and it was certainly going to be a multiple offer situation. So that is a case in point where they've got a growing family, they're a great young couple, but they needed to get into a house and soon because they'd sold their home. And so they were leasing back from the new owner, and it was a real urgent type situation. They've got a baby up to a 4-year-old, 3 kids under 5. Mm-hmm. So I think they are a case in point of what's going on is that it's gridlock. It's people want to move. People are bullish on moving. You've got the millennials who are now starting to enter the home ownership market. You've got the baby boomers who aren't moving, and you've got this gridlock. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a game of Simon's, the musical chairs is, they don't want to leave their chair because they might not be there when they get back.
Didn't you knock on doors to buy your next house?
I did. I knew how soft, I knew how difficult the market was going to be. So, and this is something I learned from you years ago was, you get out and you get a flyer and you walk the streets. And a lot of our agents are doing that, Peter. Mm-hmm. We've got a tremendous team of real estate agents who've got clients who want to move into that next home, and they're out there knocking on doors, they're out there putting flyers in mailboxes, and as a result, I came across 4 or 5 individuals who were interested in selling their home, and I was lucky, found a great couple, and we're proceeding swimmingly.
Mm-hmm. Was it an easy process for you?
It was. I I'm a big firm believer. Peter Hunt's built a tremendous value proposition, and I'm a firm believer in eating my home cooking. So I used our Hunt Mortgage Corporation. Could not have been smoother. Used our title company. Used an attorney from our Realty Club attorneys. And I got to tell you, I handed off my title to our title rep. And I've got a tremendous mortgage rep in Debbie Wells, and I've working with a great processor. It couldn't go better. Mm-hmm. And the couple I'm buying from are great, and the people I'm selling to are great. So it's been nothing but a really great experience all the way around.
Yeah, there's nothing better than when it works out well. The other issue for inventory are homes finally starting to come out from underwater in that. Again, this is on the national level. I don't think that we saw too much of underwater properties in the Buffalo region, but nationally there were a significant number of properties that were underwater, where people owed more than their homes were worth. And over the last year or so, a lot of those have come underwater, come up from underwater. I don't think they haven't built in enough equity yet where they can sell that and move on to a bigger and better home. And then the other thing,
I'm kind of hop in on that. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see the implications of. I was reading in the national statistics that homes in San Francisco are selling on average in 24 days, and so it's going to be interesting to see how the implications of employment are, because a lot of these people weren't mobile. They had to stay in their current job because they were underwater. And now that these homes are coming out from underwater, it'll be interesting to see how the demographic shifts happen throughout the country now mm-hmm. that they can move and they can pick up and take their family elsewhere.
The final thing that's kind of holding things back are the institutional investors who have purchased. And typically, after a recession. They're the first ones to come into a market with cash, and they buy distressed properties and fix them up. But they're holding on to them, and they're not selling them. And they rent them. And, you know, if we had an influx of those properties on the market, we'd have, obviously, there's it's a seller's market, and there's more buyers out there than there are properties, and that would so that's kind of a big segment that's holding back, and they just continue to hold on to the property and rent it, so they're going to reap the benefits of appreciation, and at the same time they're getting good rental income, but for some reason they're holding and not selling when prices are escalating. So those are kind of the things that are going on nationally.
Well, that's a compelling statistic you were sharing with me yesterday, relative to the length of time that someone holds on to a residence. And as we were talking in your office, you observed that it was really the influence of the investor market, not the mom and pops.
Mm-hmm. Well, the home ownership, the 10-year has gone, you know, where people would. Back in 2008, before things went haywire, they were staying in their homes 3.5 years, and now that's up to 8.5 years. That's a pretty significant number.
It's compelling, and you know, I was looking at the national statistics yesterday, and there were 21.5% of all transactions in April were cash, and investors accounted for 15% of all transactions, and they of the 15%, 57% of those were all cash. So, mm-hmm. I think you're also seeing, at least I'm, and again, maybe it's you start looking for things to try to understand trends. But a lot of real estate investment trusts, and you know, you listen to Bloomberg, you listen to CNBC, and there's a lot of commercials about. Getting involved with REITs and private placement offerings, and it's going to be, again, it's that adding to that gridlock in the market.
Lawrence Young is the chief economist for NAR, and he was in Buffalo last month and kind of gave us an overview on the market. And you know, when people know what I do, I've been in this business for 40 years, so it's always a question of, you know, how's the market and what's going on out there, and things that they're hearing about this superheated market. And, you know, as Young put it, it's a moderate recovery. And I think when we get into key markets, there is a run-up where, you know, you've got multiple offers and whatnot. We'll be right back with more from our house years after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage, at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Scarsello sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by huntrealestate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. Huntrealestate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and the Syracuse markets. You will also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at huntrealestate.com. Huntrealestate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment and even our warm home loan as well. Only at Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700. For those of you who would prefer to simply pick up the phone, you can call Hunt ERA Customer Service Center. It's 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller's security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Peter Ahrens. Peter's the business development manager for Hunt Real Estate in Buffalo, Niagara, and we're just talking about the, really, I think up to this point, the national market and some of the things that are taking place in retail. But I was mentioning that Lawrence Young is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, and he was in Buffalo last month to kind of give us an update and a look forward on the market. And he seemed to think that, that this is going to persist right through 2018 with low inventory, and that our recovery has been moderate, although it gives the appearance that it's superheated, because I think you get into these key markets where you get multiple offers and people think that that's the norm, or that's what's going on in the whole region, and that's not necessarily the case. I mean, our average sale price through April year over year was up 2%. We went from 141,000 to roughly 144,000. So we're not in we don't get those wild jumps in valuation that some of the major metropolitan markets get. And then the other thing that he talked about were home builders that suffered during the recession, and the large builders were able to hold on, but the small builders were kind of driven out of the marketplace. And there's not only is there a shortage of inventory, but there's also a shortage of new construction. And he pointed to four elements that were affecting that. First, there was a shortage of lots, lot availability. There was a shortage of lending, where community lenders, there's more regulations in place, so it's more difficult to have community lenders backing builders. There was a shortage of labor and subs, and that's a national problem that's going on. And then a shortage of lumber, and that, you know, NAFTA is affecting the Canadian lumber market, where now it's more expensive for us to buy lumber from Canada, and that drives home prices up. The other things he talked about was affordability, and he equated Buffalo to Indiana. Now, I don't know why he'd equate a city to a state, but he said that we're more like Indiana, where a few years ago we were more like Kansas City as a marketplace. Our paths were kind of on the same trajectory, where you don't get this wild run up in prices. It's pretty it's pretty level, with a little tick up or down. And then the other thing was a trend towards downtown, and we've talked about this. And you mentioned Gates Circle, which is Canterbury Woods. There's also the Chase and Affinity deal at the corner of Forest and Elmwood. Which, I mean, there's a situation where he wants to work with the community, and I think he's gone back to the drawing board a number of times to make sure that he puts the right structure in place there. And the things that he's come up with, I think it's remarkable what he's trying to do there. And, you know, you get neighborhood opposition, but I think it's for the better. I think you drive more traffic into the neighborhood, and by doing that, you increase property values. So it's the whole symbiotic relationship between the residential neighborhood and then your commercial segment, where if you've got a strong commercial presence, that you're going to maintain and increase your property values. And we see that going on everywhere. It's going on Hurdle Avenue. Seneca Street is a hot topic right now. So you've got all these areas that were kind of suppressed for years, and now you've got this there really is a new momentum, I think, especially in the city of Buffalo. You seeing it?
Absolutely. It's tremendous to watch. And you and I were talking the other day, and how rewarding it is to see downtown thrive and see these pockets thrive. Most certainly South Buffalo now with Seneca Street, and there's a huge influx of capital and some very creative development going on in that space. And as we were talking, I sat in one of the large corporate office buildings, and my office overlooked the industrial complex, and at the time the old War Memorial and the old Odd. And if you would have asked me 15 years ago, you think you're going to have this beautiful canal side, and you're going to have the harbor center and the combines and the Frozen Four, I would have said no, never in a million years. But so much development's going on down there; it's beautiful, and that's also driving residential ownership to the city. Mm-hmm. I worked in 90 at 90 Pearl when it was my father's printing plant in J.E. Webb, and in a million years I wouldn't have dreamed that would have been an apartment complex. And it's just really spurred, and it's great to see continual growth downtown. Now they're talking about getting supermarkets downtown. Mm-hmm. So it's great and rewarding to see at night when you're downtown, people walking the streets where 15 years ago was you could shoot a cannon down Main Street and not hit anybody. So it's all very exciting.
Yeah, it's great to see. We had a retirement party yesterday for one of our employees, and we had a little get together at Pettibones, and it's just to see the activity down there and people walking up and down Main Street that we haven't seen in,
right?
in years.
It's miraculous.
It's just great to see it, and you know, so there's this Elmwood Strip, the Elmwood, Delaware area is a hot market right now, and trying to find a home there. It's kind of pushed that marketplace from Richmond to Niagara Street now, where the property values are starting to escalate, and even the Riverside area. So all these, every market now is, you know, he talked about superheated markets, and it really is everywhere is starting to see an increase in value units.
Point in fact is even the Fruit Belt, you know, mm-hmm. with the development of the medical campus and you know, the gentrification of the Fruit Belt and what's going on with again investors coming in and buying up that property and fixing up the properties. It's great to see, mm-hmm. and there's no question, tremendous momentum in Western New York.
Just one more thing on building, and what Lawrence Young went on to say is that builders, you know, back in 2008, they wouldn't think of building on spec, just couldn't do it. And now they can, and they can expect to, you know, to sell a home in 3 months. So I know there's more and more of that going on in the marketplace, because as the existing home inventory has been low, it really does create opportunity for new construction and builders, and we need more of it. The other things that he brought up is that the home ownership rate, is it a 50-year low? And the big thing that's driving that are kids coming out of school with student loans. And again, it goes to the, you know, people staying in their houses longer, their kids come out of school, they're moving back home, they can't afford to, obviously they can't afford to buy a house. So those are things that are kind of holding the market back. But overall, you know, auto sales are up. Unemployment's down, stock market's up, consumer and business confidence is up, and then he seems to think it's going to be more of the same through 2018, barring some unexpected thing that might happen. But I think all in all, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, no question. And I think that really goes to the point of if you are looking and considering and contemplating selling your home or buying a home, you know, finding a realtor who has the tools and has the ability to, you know, have that edge in the marketplace. And I think, you know, with my position at Hunt, that's what I enjoy talking to other realtors about is sharing with them the tools that Peter Hunt has put in place that gives our realtors, I feel and believe, the edge in finding those sellers. And it's almost like a needle in a haystack right now, most certainly. But, you know, by using these tools, we've been doing a decent job in finding, you know, homes to put up on the market and mm-hmm. get our buyers in homes.
So the BNAR numbers, just the Buffalo Niagara Association just published their BNAR numbers for April. And new listings were down, and again, this is April over April, new listings were down 18%. Pending sales were down 9%, and that would be a symptom of not having enough homes to sell. Closed sales were down 6.7% April over April. And again, that's due to not having enough homes for sale. Days on the market went down from 73 to 63 days, 13% drop on that. It would show that the median sale price went up from 119 to 125, so we had an increase in the median. We had an increase in the average sale price. The percent of list price received was at 97%, a little over 97%. Affordability index went down a little bit. But the big thing is homes for sale year over year. And in April of 2016, we had roughly 4,300. And in April of 2017, we have roughly 20 to almost 2,900. That's a 33% drop. That's pretty significant. And then that leads to a month's supply of 2.8 months. So if another home didn't come on the market, we'd sell out that inventory in 2.8 months. And nationally, it's 4.2. So we're trending, and it's not a good thing, we're trending below the national average.
That was what I found was stunning. And again, it really speaks to what's going on and all the exciting things happening in Western New York. from a jobs perspective, from a development perspective. But, you know, again, 10 years ago, you never would have thought our inventory turn would be half of that of the national average.
Yeah, we just came off. May was for Buffalo Niagara, that was the best May in the history of the company. So
yeah, congratulations.
It was great. And then the other thing that came out recently was that we're in the top five in the country in terms of being inventory challenged. And they thought that it was the age group of 45 to 65 that was holding firm and not putting their homes on the market. So we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Scarsello sitting in for Peter Hunt. My guest in the studio this morning is Peter Ahrens. He's the business development manager for Hunt Real Estate in Buffalo, Niagara. And it's been said that we have too many Peters in this company. So, Peter, why don't you give us a little bit of your background? And I know you've been with us for 2 years, and kind of fill us in.
Yeah, no, thanks. I joined the real estate market 2 years ago in Hunt. After spending a fair bit of time in banking and investments and looked for a change. And, you know, this has been a tremendous opportunity over the last few years working with you and Peter, and learned a lot certainly about this market. And what I do for Hunt is my role is a business development manager for experienced agents. So I look to identify and attract those agents in our marketplace who really will be a great fit for our culture. I look for agents who do at least 10 sales a year, and then we look for folks that are doing relatively decent volume. I find a lot of my leads from different sources. Our agents are a great source of referrals and leads. Because really, anytime you bring somebody into your ecosystem or into your culture, you want to make sure they're a good fit, they're complementary to the culture. And our agents are out there every day working with agents from different firms. And there's no such thing as a perfect real estate transaction. You know, you're going to have a leaky faucet, or little things are going to happen throughout the transaction, and it's how those real estate agents react, and that really give us their character. So I work with our agents hand in hand to speak to agents as well as our managers. You know, they're out there mm-hmm. in the marketplace and they're helping our agents with deals, and they're all certified trainers. So they're out working with our new agents on deals, and they have a good handle on the marketplace. And then I also, another area is more scientific, I guess. We look at a lot of metrics. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of times, anytime before I call an agent, I certainly speak to a manager first and agents to get their take. But, what I've uncovered is in this marketplace, folks aren't using all the tools that you really need to be successful. And, Peter Hunt's built a great vertical organization from a home ownership perspective. But he also has given our agents a lot of tools that enable them to identify prospects in the marketplace and keep their buyers up to date and stay in touch with their buyers after they've either sold or bought a new home. And what I find is I've looked for different agents who might be off year over year. And this is it's kind of counterintuitive, because sales are hot, the market's hot, everything's hot. But at the same time, it's very difficult to find the right home, find listings. And so some agents are off 50%, 30% year over year. So I'm giving them calls and sharing with them our tools and how we work with our agents and how they can identify and stay in touch with their sellers and their buyer prospects. And as a result, we've been very successful. We've brought in 23 agents this year, mm-hmm. And that represents about $67 million in sales volume. So I think people are really, as this market continues to tighten, are looking for help in finding those buyers and helping their in finding the sellers. So the tools such as Agent Achieve allows our agents to have that competitive edge and to find your home, and ePropertyWatch. These are tools that are custom to Hunt. Mm-hmm. And again, I think the proof is in the pudding that as we're having these conversations with agents from different firms that don't get that support at no cost whatsoever, it's very attractive to them.
Well, I think you've been very good at reinforcing our value proposition here, where we don't consider ourselves a real estate company. We really are a homeownership services organization, and we want to make it easier for buyers and sellers through title, insurance, mortgage, and it really a lot of what you do goes directly to our vision and mission. And the first two parts of that, the first one is to build an ever increasing number of successful sales associates, and I think you've done a very good job with that over the last year and a half or so, and we really have had a pretty significant movement to our side. And I think the big thing is to we're constantly recruiting people, and we want them on our side, but only if we can help them grow their business. Because to have somebody join us and make a lateral move where they're not going to be successful, why do it? But if they take advantage of everything we have to offer here, there's no doubt that they'll be able to take their careers to a new level. And then the second piece of that is to grow profitably, and it really is the privilege of staying in business. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. And we put a lot of time and effort into our yearly planning process. And as our branch directors, they're responsible for more than just real estate sales. They've got to grow our mortgage business, title business, insurance. We're constantly looking for attorneys for our legal plan. Our on the house program, where roofers, electricians, landscapers, plumbers, any home ownership service that somebody may need, we're constantly on the look for more vendors. So I think you've done a remarkable job in selling our products and services, and then you do your market research. I mean, we meet almost daily now to look at different metrics and who's up and who's down and who's challenged and who could really benefit from joining us. And we've brought a number of people over here this year, and we've got a lot more in the pipeline. It's called closing deals, and we're all about closing more deals and doing more business. Because if you look at it, if you really take a hard look at the Buffalo market, you don't get real. We're going to do between 20 and 24,000 sides in Buffalo, and we're not going to do 30 or 40,000 sides. It's going to be 20 to 24, and we have to do more of it. We have to take more of what's there by providing a better value proposition for buyers, sellers, and for our agents as well. So,
no question. I think certainly the seller select and by design programs that you and Peter and Charlie Hunt have created go a long way in helping our clients and prospects understand what we're going to do for them. What is the pricing strategy in the marketplace? I think as people are hearing the market's hot, one of our jobs as realtors, professional realtors, is to help level set our clients' expectations of what they really can get for their home. You've got the Zillow Zestimates out there. It's an art and a science, as Peter. Mm-hmm. You've been doing it for over 40 years to really price a house right and to get those buyers in the door. And if the market's has a little bit more demand, the price is going to get pushed up naturally because you're going to get a very competitive multiple offer situation. Mm-hmm. But what you don't want to do is, and I think that's where working with a Hunt realtor is overprice your house and outprice it out of the market. And that's really where I think our agents excel in using collateral analytics and ePropertyWatch and a lot of the tools that Peter Hunt has provided to them, no charge whatsoever, to really do a good competitive market analysis and help our clients understand what can they really assume they can get for their home. and it's important.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as you know, the Zestimate put Zillow on the map, and that, I think, for a lot of people is the default for real estate searches, and it's not the most accurate information. You're going to get true information from a real estate professional, and that's, I think if the consumer stayed on the real estate company websites, they'd be better served than going to Zillow. But, you know, we continue to syndicate to them because that's where the consumer is. So we continue to give them our information. And then do you want to, Sarah Kleiber handles our new agent program for bringing new agents into the company. And she's having another record year. And I think over the next 4 years, she'll have brought over 400 new people into just Buffalo, Niagara. So
she's done a tremendous job. She's done a tremendous job. And really, you know, it's when you take a look at our new agents, and it's a great time to get into this marketplace and to talk to Sarah Kleiber at Hunt. But we have a Hunt offers a spectrum of tools and services for our agents, from the very new agent who just passed their exam on Tuesday to the experienced agent who've been in the business 10 years but may not have used all the tools available to them. You know, all of our branch directors, those are the managers of the offices, are certified trainers through ERA, and they've had to endure and pass rigorous training courses to get that certification. You know, and most recently, we hired a gal from Apple to be the director of training, and she has her degree in two degrees, actually, in education and content creation, as well as publishing, which is creation and implementation of educational systems. So what that all means is she understands, you know, when we're 12, 15 years old sitting in middle school, we learn one way, but as adults, we all kind of need a different way to learn. So she's really done a tremendous job in creating content to help adults learn, and it's delivered through a Schoology program, which gives all of our agents, be it a brand new agent or an experienced agent, the opportunity to learn at their disposal. They can sit in bed and on their iPad and watch these videos and learn, or they can, you know, come to the classroom. But we have a three-legged stool, so when Sarah does hire a brand new minted real estate agent, they're not just thrown into the pool. They've got Schoology. We do Hunt University every week, where we have subject matter experts come in and train. But the branch also does local training as well. So it's really important to get that solid foundation of all aspects of real estate and training in those aspects, so that you can start your profession off on the right foot. And so that's really, I think, what also has helped Sarah be so successful, is that training and people really understanding they're not on their own. Mm-hmm. They might, you know, they've got a whole team around them.
Yeah, Rachel's done a great job of restructuring our whole training department. Well, I want to thank you, Peter Ahrens, for coming in today to sit with me on our show this morning, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, everyone out there, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.